I'd like to call to order our regularly scheduled city council meeting of Monday, January 22nd, 2024. If you'll join me to say the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
At this time, I'd like to ask the city clerk to do a roll call.
Robin Auerbach, here. Mark Murphy.
Present.
Bill Kohlbrenner.
Present.
Emily Myers.
Present.
Wanda Taylor.
Present.
Carol Silver.
She's present. Let me unmute her.
Carol Silver.
Present.
Should have turned down the reggae music for that.
I don't believe we have any disposition of absences, so we'll move on to the financial report. And I ask the city clerk to present the reports.
Okay, the ending bank balances as of December 31st, 2023 are in the general fund, $1,460,159.61. Enterprise fund is $470,498.76. And ARPA is $139,073.64. And lake restoration is $343,127.03. And MPVFR is $13,830.33, and SPLOST is $59,697.81. And T-SPLOST number one is $455,637.15, and T-SPLOST number two is $195,658.51, for a total bank balance of $3,137,682.84. Performance for the month of December 2023, revenues in the enterprise fund were $29,402.91. Expenses in the enterprise fund were $35,148.82, for a net deficit income of $5,745.91. Revenues in the general fund were $28,992.79. Expenses in the general fund were $50,070.82. For a net deficit income of $21,078.03.
Thank you.
Question. I didn't catch this before. ARPA, do we have like $212,000 in there?
There's been funds that have been paid from that for things that have been completed already.
Good. So that's what we have left. Any idea how much we owe?
No, we're coming up on, we've paid for majority of our meters. We've paid for all of our endpoints and the first round of installs. So we're almost done paying for everything.
We'll have money left over and we have to pick another project before the deadline.
Yes, 2026.
But we have to pick it this year.
This year and then yet spend it by 2026. Yes.
Okay. Any other comments? Okay, great. We need to do the approval of the meeting minutes. This will be broken down into three. Covering the work session, the regular council session, the work session. The work sessions are there because we did go into executive session and we need to vote upon that. Do I have a motion for the approval of the meeting minutes for the work session of 12/13/23?
I make a motion to approve the work session meeting of 12/13/2023.
Do I have a second? All in favor?
But we don't have minutes for work sessions.
Executive session.
Oh, in the whole thing. Okay.
And there is a vote that has to take place. Yes.
I didn't comprehend, but I seconded and approved it anyway.
Did Carol vote?
She's second. Carol, can you unmute?
I'm trying to. It keeps going back and forth. Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm looking at new business. Item number four,
Carol,
the proposal was for 40 hours.
Carol?
And the total, yes?
We're doing the approval of the meetings. You're a little bit ahead of our agenda right now.
Okay, sorry.
That's okay. So we're looking for your vote of yes or no for the approval of the minute meetings for the work session meeting of 12/13/23. And the reason it's a motion is because we went into executive session and...
No, I see what she's talking about.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
Okay. So it passes unanimously. The next approval of the meeting minutes will be for the regular council meeting of 12/18/2023. Do I have a motion?
I make a motion to approve the minutes of the council meeting on December 18th, 2023.
Do I have a second? Second by Robin?
Second.
Carol, this is you now.
Okay. And all those in favor?
Did Carol have
a Carol has a change.
No, I'm good. Thank you very much.
Okay.
My vote is aye.
Okay. Let the record show it passes unanimously. And then I'm looking for a motion for the approval of the meeting minutes for the work session meeting of 1/10/2024.
I make a motion to approve the work session minutes of 1/10/24.
Do I have a second? Second by Councilman Mark. Do I have a vote? All in favor, yes. Carol?
Aye.
Aye. Passes unanimously. Thank you for that. I'd like to have a motion to adopt the meeting agenda as presented.
Make a motion to adopt the meeting agenda as presented.
Second.
Have a second. I'd like to take a vote. Carol?
Second. I'm still very confused about the page I'm looking at that says new business, and it is from the Wednesday, December meeting, not Wednesday, but December
18th
meeting. And I know we just passed.
That's what I was trying to say. That she had a change and she said.
It's under new business.
Yes.
Oh.
It's from the December 18th
on the December meeting.
And it is item number.
New business. Item number 4. I put 100 and it was actually 40. Under your minutes.
So I'm sorry.
It's in the minutes. Yeah.
Oh,
so you're just talking.
Okay.
So I put 100 and she's saying it was just
40. 40. Okay.
Yeah.
So do we need to go back and correct that?
Yeah, and the amount is different as well. It was a flat sum.
The amount was what was good to
you. Okay, hold on for 1 second, Carol.
Okay, sorry, I did not mean to disrupt, but I knew there was something.
Okay, what about the amount?
I was told, from what I was given, it was $25 an hour. What is it supposed to be?
$25 an hour for
40 hours.
40 hours.
Okay.
Which is what I put, minus the
$1,000.
How do we go back and correct the motion for, this is for the meeting for the agenda.
Yes, we need to.
Yeah,
That's okay. I just want to make sure we haven't gone out of order. So we need to make a change.
Yes, it needs to be approved.
Somebody needs to make the motion to amend the minutes of that meeting, and then we will have to revote.
Okay.
I make a motion to amend the minutes of the December 18, 2023 minutes.
To reflect, make sure to say to reflect.
Yeah, to reflect new business item number 4, paying Julian Powell $25 for 40 hours for a total, instead of 100 for a total of $1,000.
25 or 25.15?
You're on a different page.
Yes, you're on the
December stuff.
You're on today's stuff.
Gotcha.
We don't usually do this.
Okay. Do we have a second?
A second.
Do I have a vote?
What did y'all change it to?
To $25 per hour for 40 hours to $1,000.
That is correct. Thank you.
It did not pass in December, but the minutes are now correct.
Okay, so the minutes have now been corrected.
Yes, I apologize.
That's okay, no worries. Now we can go on to make a motion, have someone make the motion to adopt the meeting agenda for this evening.
I make a motion to adopt the agenda for this evening.
Do I have a second?
Second
by Emily. Take a vote. All in favor? All opposed?
Aye.
All opposed? It passes unanimously. The next is the mayor report. So I just wanted to say very briefly that we've had a lot of activity around City Hall over the past couple weeks. A lot of good phone calls, a lot of good conversation. There's a whole lot of excitement going on, and although I may appear at sometimes to be calm as a duck above water, I'm having my cat underneath it. So I just wanted to, again, let everybody know to come down to City Hall, see what we're doing. Feel free to stop in and talk. We'd love to talk to everybody who's available and talk to you about the things that we're doing and getting ready to do. So thank you again for the support. With that, I'll pass it over to council for any reports. We'll start with Robin.
Thank you. Finally completed the UGA capital improvement planning and capital budget class. And I'm just now convinced more than ever that once we put these plans into action, it's really going to be a very, very good thing. It's going to create a path for future councils to follow, and we'll be able to start budgeting for future projects and we'll know what we're doing instead of just kind of putting out fires when, you know, I know sometimes we have to put out fires, water main breaks, yes, we have to put out a fire and fix it, but we will have a better feeling for what's coming in the future. It's not a one-person job. I'm hoping to be to the point where we can discuss it at our next offsite, and I'd ask Wanda to help me if she can. She's looking over some of the paperwork that I sent her. We have to do things like, one of the main things is a way to prioritize our projects. What's most important, what affects the city the most, and how it's going to affect the operating budget. Because if we're not careful, you know, we've had the luxury right now of having reserves, and if we're not careful, we're going to run out of those reserves. So it's going to be a really good thing. So that's still in the works. The only other thing I have is Chief Maselli is still working on our emergency plan, and I believe Carol has met with him once, or at least talked to him. I think they may be working on it together, because the chief is FEMA certified, and Carol has taken like 8 FEMA classes. So hopefully they'll be able to come up with a pretty good plan for us.
If I may add to that, Robin, I thank you for taking the lead on this. I know you and I have had many conversations. To me, the establishment of a critical path, not only for today, for tomorrow, but long in term for the future, so that future councils, future mayors have an idea that's a good roadmap that is firm enough that we have a plan, but flexible enough that it can change if need be. So thank you for doing that. It's wonderfully important. Anyone else?
Emily and I are working on a project for financial reporting, and I've contacted GMA, and they're assisting us. Sherry Bailey and Michael McPherson, who's a GMA rep, are trying to find cities that have interesting financial dashboards that we can implement that will give us a better peek at our data without having to go through Lourdes's complex but complete spreadsheets.
Right. Good.
Okay. Yay. Thank you.
I didn't have an update. Please. A few updates, actually. We had a wonderful first annual MLK Day of Service. It was a week ago today, I believe. Yes. We had a good-sized group get together and met here at the community building, and we went to the home of one of the residents here in Mountain Park and spent about three and a half hours clearing out the yard and ridding the property of ivy that had overtaken the yard and the trees surrounding the house, and got rid of debris and helped with hauling it off. And thank you, Bill and his crew, for the help with picking up and
not yet.
Thank you for the future collection of debris and hauling off of everything. This resident was just absolutely beaming and excited, and what we did was something that she had in mind for quite some time, so it worked out really well. We really hope that this can be the first of many days like this, not even annual, you know, maybe something more like monthly-ish, because there does seem to be a need. So thank you to Hope Mays, who was the genesis of the idea, and to all of the residents that helped volunteer their time that day. It was the warmest day in about a month, and I think there was a reason for that. It was a good community building for sure. Also wanted to share that the 4th of July survey we discussed in recent meetings has now been unofficially what is the word, consensus approved by council. We will be sending that survey out via the app. It will only be available on the app. This is the beginning of many, many bits of information, city information and news that will go out app only. That is our official means of city communication. And so if you want to be in the know, download the app. And the third thing that I wanted to mention, and I don't know if we have this update yet, was the dumpster day. Did you happen to get a date for that just yet? Okay, no problem. We are working on, there was an announcement of a dumpster day on, it was scheduled originally for February 24th. And that would have been over the weekend. Instead of that, we're looking at a midweek, maybe a Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday dumpster drop-off so that once it's full, Legacy has time to come and pick it back up before the weekend. We didn't want to do a Friday because then it would just sit until Monday and create a whole host of problems. So disregard the February 24th day and be on the lookout on the app to find out the date of the next dumpster day, which will likely be mid-February.
I believe that's also a conflict with Carol's hair appointment.
Yeah. You're exactly right.
That's true.
Don't ask how I know.
Carol can't be seen down at the dumpster today.
I just want to take a moment to acknowledge what you've done with regards to the MLK Day, the day of service and helping,
yes.
And then I know that you did the thing with Joyce as well.
Yes.
I think that it's wonderful. I think that we're such a small, unique, hopefully a tight-knit community, that these people need help. It doesn't matter. People always need help. And I don't want to forget offering to help people 364 days of the year that we don't have these other days. People need help 365 days. So if you see something, you feel something, please, by all means, reach out and see how we can help. We need to strengthen this community and help each other out. That's what this town is all about, this city is all about.
Absolutely, thank you.
Real quick.
What are your thoughts on creating a list where community members that need help with something can put their names on it, and then if I've got a day off, I can go take care of something?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Great. I'd be happy to keep track of such a list, and it may be something even we could have sort of a sign up down at City Hall as well, just so that the next day, you know, whether it be something like that impromptu, you have a day off and you want to do something for someone, or the next day we have a group of people ready to go out. We already know where to go.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. That'd be great. Yep.
Thank you.
I talked this over with Karen. I told you this already, but you know, a lot of times people won't sign up if you say, if you're in need or you want to come, she said, call it an extra pair of hands.
Yes.
You know, that kind of
helping
thing.
Hands.
Be very cognizant.
Helping hands,
yeah.
Like that, or extra hands. Because, you know, we did a food pantry during COVID, mm-hmm. and nobody came and got food during the day. It was always in the dark at night.
Yeah.
People just don't like food. Yeah.
Well, and I will say, we handled this particular situation this way, and we would in the future. Anyone that's on that list, on our radar, it would be totally confidential and private. It would only be the only people that would know anything about it are the crew that go out to help, and so we keep it as close to home as we can.
I just want to acknowledge your efforts and
thank
let
you.
People know that it's a 365 day
Absolutely.
Issue, not just two or three days that we decide.
Absolutely.
So thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
Just a couple things. Drinking from a fire hose a bit here as I get immersed in some of this stuff. I did get signed up for the official training for the newly elected officials, so I get to go to one of my most favorite places, Athens, Georgia, for 3 days to the end of February, so that's a good thing. Also did some checking. Emily mentioned the fireworks situation, and just a comment that people said, what about a drone show? Maybe that would be cheaper. A drone show for 10 to 12 minutes, the least, the places I called around Atlanta was $40,000. So I don't think that's any cheaper. So I just throw that out there. Instead of drone show, it's probably not an option either.
Right.
So anyway, and I will be helping Robin with the capital projects. We've talked about that as we move forward. So that's it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Wanda. Carol, did you have anything?
I do, as you know. Looks like it's four things here. The first one was we had the town hall January the 8th with Sheriff Joyce Farmer. She came up with some really great suggestions, such as getting a force of officers who are part-time reservists and serve in Mountain Park and can serve speeding tickets and stop sign running tickets. The second item is the next town hall, the public safety town hall, will be held on February the 6th with the candidate for Fulton County Sheriff J.T. Brown. That's at 7 p.m. The third item on the list is on January 15th of this year. The Tree City USA status is officially approved for our 11th year. And I just wanted to let everybody know that Arbor Day is Friday, April 26th. Earth Day is Monday, April 22nd. Civic Club is going to coordinate events, and they're either going to be on April 20th or 27th. It has not yet been determined. And the last and final thing was just to let Robin know that, yes, I did meet with Chief Maselli, and I had reported last month that he wants, first and foremost, all the council members to do the most basic FEMA training. I believe it would be 700, and I may be wrong, 100, 200. I need to look at my notes. I'm not at home. But that's it. Just those four things.
Carol, just as a side note, I attended that meeting, the town hall with you, and some excellent ideas were brought to our attention that we didn't know that I feel that we can utilize. I'm hoping that we have the same
level
of knowledge. And
I typed it all up. I got all the minutes, and I can send them out if council would like them.
Okay, I think that would be nice just so they can see what efforts are being done when it comes to public safety with regards to our city in particular. So thank you for taking that lead. I think at this time the council
Thank
reports
you.
Are over, and if we can ask City Hall for their report, that would be wonderful.
I do not have a report, just getting back last week, but I do know Logan has some updates around meters.
So first on our trash change, our trash day will be changing from Fridays to Mondays starting February 5th. So once when that starts, make sure you put your trash out Sunday nights or first thing Monday morning. Obviously, if they are missed, then contact City Hall the next thing Tuesday, so that way we can get them picked up. Yes.
So a question about that I'm sure someone will ask.
Yes.
Are they coming on Friday to pick up the trash and then again on Monday, or are you waiting until Monday? Because I'm sure that will come up.
Yeah, it's the last day.
Yeah, I will get clarification. I was not the one that spoke with with the person, but I will get clarification to find out. And then I'll post that in the app. Go to the app for that information.
Only the app.
Only the app.
Or our website.
Or our website, yes. Speaking of our website, we are almost ready to go live with our brand new website. Civic Plus, Jennifer, myself, and Emily have been working really hard to get this new website up. It's gonna look so much better. It's gonna be so much more user-friendly. There's so many cool things. So that we will have a date to go live. We're looking at early February. So once when the new website is live, we'll post that in the app too, so you know where to go.
Can I just comment about the new website, can I?
Yeah.
I'm actually using the prototype for the new website instead of the old website. It's that much more user-friendly.
Yeah.
I've just already completely jumped ship into
it. It's amazing.
And it's so...
It's amazing.
So
that's why you can see stuff.
That's
like
exactly.
Yes, yes,
like, where is this information? Oh, it's right here.
Yeah.
So late.
Y'all are going to love it. When
yeah, she's on the new website.
Yes.
Third and final thing, we are almost, thank goodness, at the end of our meter project. We are waiting on at this point are lids, because we do have to get new lids for every single meter. That is proving to be a little bit more difficult than we thought, because as in true Mountain Park fashion, not every lid is the same here. That would be too easy. So we are working on figuring that out. We will do that next week with meter reading. And then once when we have the lids, then we will do installs. So by mid-February, for sure by the end of February, we will be live, and you will no longer see George reading your meters. And if you see him, then that means you probably have a problem with your meter. So you don't want to see him anymore.
I thought they had said they were going to drill holes in the big lids and put the prices have gone up a little
yes.
bit, so it just made more sense to go ahead and get the ones that are
yeah.
made for these endpoints, because they'll sit down in it, you can drive over
mm-hmm.
it, and it will not squish the...
Yep, and it's not a tripping hazard.
They're not be driving over my meter.
Yes. Yes. Right. Yeah.
Okay.
But that's
so
it.
And then the app will be live, right?
Yeah. That, so we will, we will get to that by the end of 2024. That will go live. It's not going to be anytime soon.
We have to give that a little bit of time because we have to work through the system issues first before we have it go live.
Yes. Okay. We need to know what we're doing before we talk to people on how to go live.
So it won't be instantaneous.
I guess that makes sense. Okay.
That's
okay.
It.
Thank you, Jennifer. Thank you, Logan. I'm going to move into appearances. We have none, so that'll take us to the consent agenda. We have none, so that takes us to our unfinished business. Item number one is the consideration of approving up to $3,000 to paint the interior of the community building.
I would like to make a motion to approve up to $3,000 to paint the interior of this building.
Motion made. Do I have a second? I have a second by Councilman Murphy.
Oh. You got it.
Any discussion?
Yeah, I just want to, is that going to be enough? Mm-hmm. $500, the first $500 of paint has been donated. You sure? Because I don't want to have to come back
Say. That gives us there's a $500 cushion in there just in case.
Okay.
And I think that should be more than adequate.
Okay.
And does this include the wood and also the judge's bar?
Judge's bar does not because that's been. We have a person who has donated the funds for a new bar, so I'm going to get with the judge to work with that. And that's probably going to be a whole separate ball of wax, but that includes painting of the trim that you have, the wood trim versus stain. So there's some savings there too, I believe.
So the only thing not included in this are the fabric noise dampeners, but we're still chewing on that.
Yes. That's still going. That's still being digested.
That should cover ceilings, walls, trim, kitchen,
bathrooms, and the hallway.
And it says drywall repair as well. So.
Yes.
I think painters typically do that anyway when they
There's a couple of scenes.
Yeah.
When we were hanging the disco ball, we found a couple of things that didn't make a lot of sense. So we're going to have to patch a couple of holes. But anyway, what that says. Okay.
Is the palette still going to be brought before the council?
The paint color.
We have two pallets now, and we're working on a third, which I just think that's a good option.
But as long as it is a consensus.
I don't think we have to vote on it. We can.
Yeah,
everybody just wants to see it. Yeah.
Do you have an idea, Robin, of the timeline for that third option so we could get this project started?
Yeah, I'll have that done. What's today, Monday? Probably
about
the end of this week.
Okay, just a target date.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Any more discussion? Carol, any discussion?
Yeah, I have a question, and you probably answered it. I'm having technical difficulties. Are they going to spackle the holes in the drywall?
Yes.
Before they paint?
Yes.
Yeah, I did
want
to add one more thing. These are not my colors. I'm not in charge of choosing the colors, okay? But I am working with the people that are getting the palettes together.
Oh, we're coming after you.
Right? Okay. Nobody's coming after me.
No one's coming after you. Okay. No more discussion. I'd like to have a vote for the motion. All in favor? Carol?
Aye.
Let the record show it passed unanimously. Okay. Let's move on to our new business. Item number one, the consideration of the variance request from Mark Bixby for 112 Cardinal Drive. Do I have a motion?
I have a motion. I make a motion to deny the variance request from Mark Bixby for 112 Cardinal Drive.
Second.
Discussion?
Just a few comments. Just citing section 105-378 of our code, as Mark did at work session, the variance procedures, variances will not be considered when actions of any property owner created the conditions of hardship on that property. So essentially this homeowner has built a structure that is now out of compliance, and therefore this cannot be considered a hardship. It was this property owner's actions that created the situation, so it cannot be considered a hardship. The only possible hardship is the fact that the house is built within the buffer zone, and so anything done on this house would be done in violation of that particular part of code in terms of the 75-foot buffer. However, given the environmental impact of the proximity to the lake, I don't feel comfortable granting a variance in this situation. And then, you know, kind of besides that, this particular property owner has been here for decades and didn't seem to have an awareness of our code, didn't seem to know, to consult City Hall, but did go to Fulton County and use their codes and contacted their personnel. So I just feel like not having knowledge of our code is really no excuse to violate the code.
And I guess I would just like to say that, granted, his house is closer to the lake than the current 75-foot buffer, but if you think about it, most of those houses over there would not be able to be built today because things change. And as a community, lake preservation is a major issue for us. And so the reason the buffers were increased was to preserve lakes and streams and that kind of thing. So I think it's pretty clear that it's our responsibility as council to protect the lakes. And I would be very concerned that should we grant such a variance, that would set a precedent that other people can do the same thing. And when I was thinking about it earlier too, and I thought about back the days, the, hate to even say it, but lake litigation and all this stuff, part of the conversation was you're not doing your due diligence to protect, so but you're coming at us, and this is part of our due diligence is, you know, and I think it's an EPA thing. It's not like I want to just change the setback from my neighbor by 5 feet. This is bigger than that. So that would be my concerns as well.
Okay. Any more discussion?
Okay. Yes.
Oh, Carol.
Did the motion get a second?
Yes.
Can I second it?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's it.
Okay. Okay, no more discussion. Then I'd like to take a vote. All in favor of Emily's motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Show of hands. Okay. Opposed? Let the record show it was turned down unanimously.
Did Carol?
Carol, yes, she did.
She voiced.
But she has to make sure she speaks because okay. She's on Zoom.
Okay. Should she? Just for the.
Yes.
Yeah. Can you speak?
You need me to say no? No.
Well, no.
Would you say aye?
How do you feel about it? How do you feel about this
particular? I'm sorry. My vote was actually yes to deny.
Okay. Let the record show it's unanimous. Thank you. Okay, item number 2 under new business, the consideration of approval for water rate increase of 2.5% to Mountain Park water customers. Emily?
I make a motion to approve the water rate increase of 2.5% to Mountain Park water customers.
Okay. We have a second by council person Auerbach. Sorry, I'm not sure. Any discussion amongst council?
Yes. So originally I was for this based on wanting to make sure that the cost increases were passed on, and I still am. Mm-hmm. My concern is how we do it. Mm-hmm. So we have a 2.5% increase on our wholesale rate. That should not be a 2.5% increase on our retail rate, because that would be far and above what our rate increase would be. So what I'm recommending is, I believe the new rate is 372.
Whatever.
What I'm saying is that I certainly want, if it's 10 cents a gallon, I'm making this up, if it's 10 cents a gallon that I could pass that through, I would not like to pass through the markup that we take from wholesale to retail.
That makes sense.
Okay. One of the things that we have done, I'm going to interject here for one moment. One of the things that I had done in the past was started up a committee to look into the water rates and things like that. Then we decided to downgrade it from a committee to a work group just for a lot of ease and convenience. And then internally we decided, let's wait until we see how the new meters come in and how the readings get along and how the whole system is working for us. Unfortunately, it's taken a little bit longer, but now the rate increase has kind of interjected itself in there. I would like us to take a look, to revisit the entire process, and just to make sure that we're all on the same page with where it is, what the costs are. There are so many associated costs that a lot of people aren't aware of. So when we buy, again, I'm making a number up, when we buy a gallon of water for a dime, it winds up costing the end consumer 18 cents, again, making numbers up. There's money in there that needs to be reclaimed for the time to read the meters, to do the paperwork for the meters. We have a lot of hands-on that has to go in that has to be paid for somehow. And if I'm not mistaken, the money goes into the enterprise fund and the bills are paid out of the enterprise fund. And the other thing that's a big concern is, we all know that we have a failing infrastructure in certain areas. Wanda had a water fountain the other day that she didn't want, and there's always issues over in Birdland with valves. Over the past 12 months, the city has spent over $60,000 in repair work, what I would call emergency repair work. So when people say, well, this is just a profit center for the city, yes and no, and I kind of take exception to that simply because those overages that people perceived as I'm getting gouged, how do you think we pay that $61,000? How do you think we go forward with repairing our lines on the front end? So we need to look at that. I think that it's owed a second look now that we're kind of reformed and refunctioning. So my commitment is to have that relooked. I'm not saying it's going to change, not saying it will change or it won't, but let's relook at that so that we can be fair and equitable and make sure that we're protected financially for the future things that we don't know is going to pop up. I just wanted to get that in there.
I have one question and one comment. The comment is just when Mortis amended the 2022-23 budget, the enterprise fund has decreased by $62,000. Part of that is depreciation, so it's not all cash that's gone, but we're showing a loss. And when you look at our monthly financials, we're showing a loss every month. So I want to keep that in mind. The question is, what have we done in the past when we passed on the 2.5% increase? Did we do it only on the wholesale cost, or did we raise what we were charging the consumer?
The wholesale cost is our cost.
Right.
The 2.5% we're going to get no matter what. So wholesale isn't really a part of the cost. There isn't an option for that.
But we mark it up.
But that's wholesale is our cost. Wholesale has nothing to do with the customer cost. I wanted to clarify.
No, perfect.
The customer cost, we've always just done a percentage increase.
So if it was $5,
we always did a percentage increase. So it's always been 2.5. Yes.
So if it was $5 to the customer, you raise that by 2.5%.
Correct. It's always been a percentage.
So you're raising it on whatever the markup. We're adding the increase to whatever the markup.
Since I've been here, I can't speak 2 years prior, but I want to say the times when I've been involved, it's always been a percentage, and we've always done
so. We don't have a precedent, even though it sounds
We absorb it.
The city absorbs it.
Yeah.
So it's a nice thought, but I'm thinking maybe we stick with what we've always done.
I think we stick with what we've done, and then we take Bill's suggestion that we look at another way for the next year, you know, have more time to really look at how that would play out.
Well, that's something that I'm committed to do, and that will be done, and we'll just take a look at it again. Nothing may change, everything may change, I don't know, but let's at least look. I just want to get out there that a lot of people feel that this is a profit center for the city, and it doesn't. If I look at a $61,000 repair bill tally for the past 12 months,
The way this would look, just if we decided to do what Mark is recommending, I don't know what the wholesale cost is. Do you?
I can't remember off the top of my head. I forgot to ask.
So it says 372 on the
letter. Yeah, I know there's the letter.
Yeah.
Oh, in a letter.
Yeah, it's not in tonight's packet, but it was in your work session packet.
Okay.
The wholesale rate would be 372 past.
So you would propose to a 2.5%?
Yeah, whatever 2.5% of that is. So like call it 7 cents a gallon more is the 2.5%. I would propose passing that on to our.
So you would propose, just that way I understand, since obviously I'm the one that would change the price, it would be $7.96 is what you currently pay for water for a base rate.
So each base rate would be increased by that amount.
Would it increase by the 7 cents or whatever it is?
Okay.
So each tier would increase, if we were to look at it a different way, not the percentage way.
If there was
an increase of 4 cents, we would increase every tier by 4 cents.
Right. And that would still keep the same reserve we have, the same overage we have, which we need to fix stuff, but we wouldn't inflating that amount, because if we just added 2.5% to the retail rate, that would be inflating the amount of surcharge.
So instead it would just be inflating by the cents.
When did ours start? When did ours go up? When does that
January start? January 1st.
This oh, next
so it's all coming.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. The meter's spinning.
Mm-hmm. I got it. I just wish we had more real numbers to look at.
Is it possible, this has come up in the January meeting?
Every January.
Is it possible to look at it in December? Do we get any?
We don't get the letter.
It's in December.
19th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was stamped for safe December 27th. So
right.
That's one.
Yeah. But we could certainly anticipate it.
Yeah.
Yes.
And they put in the letter to anticipate it. 4% increase through 2026.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. I think it is kind of noted typically, before the end of the year, that there typically is going to be this increase in the letter that we receive.
Okay. So I think it probably behooves us just to make a note in our documentation that when November, December rolls around, that we need to be prepared for this and we need to discuss it back then. So if we have to finalize what those numbers are.
It goes up every year.
Yeah, it's not going down, that's for sure. Okay, any more conversation?
Just to your point.
Hey guys, I just want to remind everybody of one thing.
Go ahead.
The state deliberately does this tiered water pricing to incentivize water conservation. I believe that the price increase, I'm not sure what that's about, but if it is incentivizing people to conserve water, that's really what the state wants. It's very important. That's why they do that. Yep. And of course, we want to think about the return on investment for our brand new water meters. And that should give people a way better idea of their water usage.
Yeah.
That's it.
And again, good spoken points. But right now, it's what we're doing with the increase of fees to us. And it's not there to tell us to try to save water or encourage us. It's just, we have a 2.5% rate increase coming. What are we doing with it? So, but thank you for that input. Okay. Take a vote. All those in favor of Robin's motion. Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize. Emily's motion. Every second. A show of hands for yes. Are you yes?
What about
Carol? Carol.
Say it out loud. Carol, say.
I'm scared. I really want y'all to restate that motion to make sure I know what I'm voting on.
I can restate the motion. I make a motion to approve the water rate increase of 2.5% to Mountain Park water customers.
All right, we're ready to vote.
And that motion was seconded by Robin. And now we're going to vote. Please speak up, Carol. All those in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 Thank you. Those opposed, the motion passes 3-2. Okay, let's move on to item number 3, consideration of designation of LMIG project for 2022.
Four.
2024, I'm sorry.
I apologize.
Look, that's my bad. I should look before I speak. Okay. Do we have a motion?
I make a motion to designate our LMIG project for 2024.
What would you like to designate?
You have to name the project.
I make a motion to designate the Laurel Street project for LMIG 2024.
Second.
Seconded by Robin. Discussion?
What is the Laurel Street project? Because I know for a while there was curbs, there was sorts of different things. So,
to my knowledge, it was a curb stop, if I remember correctly, on the road. But I wasn't involved directly at that time. So
that was just one option. I don't recall that was ever actually approved. It may have been. We're going to have to, in my opinion, we have to revisit what it's about Laurel Street. But how do we know how much money we have?
Yes, you have just under $14,000.
Okay.
Would you have to revisit it before you voted on it?
No. You have to vote on a project. We designate the next project first, and then we decide.
And then we'll have to
revisit how we want to spend the money.
Yeah, then we'll
exactly
have to. ISC and Ardito look at it and see, get as many
as. I will tell you, I've ridden that street several times, but most recently with George, approximately a week ago or so. And there's a myriad of issues there, whether it's adding of the streets, of adding of asphalt to the potholes, the realignment, shifting of the street, clearing the ways on the shoulders of the road to get the water from the street into the stream where it really should go, rather than down the street, down the hill, rocks into the stream. So there's a myriad of issues that have to be addressed. So again, we'll define what that scope of work will be and get some numbers together and go from there.
If I'm not mistaken, Jamie, Jennifer has to turn in a report by a certain time where which street, because this grant money is for streets and roads and streets are like,
yes.
Well, and bridges.
Yes, that's correct.
And she's just got to turn in a project. You got what?
Plum Street.
Yeah, every street.
Just to clarify, also, this was the LBIG project for the 2022 funds, and then they were shifted, reallocated to Russell Road, so it's kind of next in line.
Paying it back.
I would add, I got notes here. The amount that was quoted in December was $13,119.88. That's the amount we're talking about. Okay. That's what I wrote down last month.
That's right.
Okay. Is LMIG a matching grant?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. We have to do 10%. Yeah.
10%. Okay. I'd like to take a vote on the motion. All those in favor? Carol?
Aye.
Okay. All those opposed? Let the record show it passed unanimously. Okay. Item number 4. Consideration of pay increase for the maintenance position from $22.05 per hour to $25.15 per hour. Anyone care to make a motion?
Sure, I'll make it. I will make a motion to increase pay for the maintenance position from $22.05 per hour to $25.15 per hour.
Do I have a second? Second by Emily. Discussion?
I think a lot of it had to do with some commitments that were made and that kind of thing, just trying to get us back to where we had told somebody we would be, as opposed to we're just deciding to give this big raise.
Fulfilling previously made commitments.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. I'll call for a vote. All those in favor, show of hands and aye.
Aye.
Okay. All opposed, none. Let the record show that it passed unanimously. Item number 5, consideration of pay increase for the deputy clerk position from $18.02 per hour to $23.76 per hour.
I think this probably needs to be reworded because this is a promotion as well as a pay increase, right?
The promotion, we already voted on the promotion.
I know.
But it wasn't originally 1802, you're right. 1802 was the admin, not the deputy clerk.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not trying to be, if we're okay with it, but I just want everyone to know that this is not, because this is, otherwise would be a whopping raise.
Right.
This is also fulfilling our commitment to an employee.
Right.
And it's also a major promotion from an administrator to a deputy.
Yeah.
Employee.
Yeah. Yes.
So.
Yes. I don't know another way.
I
didn't know either. I'm sorry.
I would just consider.
Because that is technically her pay, because there was no pay increase. There was just
it was a per
title
change.
Increase.
I apologize.
Would someone care to make a motion, Emily?
I make a motion to approve the pay increase for the deputy clerk position from $18.02 per hour to $23.76 per hour.
Do I have a second?
Second
by Carol. Any discussion? Call for a vote. Those in favor of the, I just lost my words. Thanks. No.
I know we're not looking at
those in favor of the motion, say aye. Show of hands.
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Let the record show it. It passed unanimously.
Free water for everyone this month.
Okay. There you go. Item number 6: consideration approving amended budget for the 2023-2024 fiscal year.
I make a motion to approve the amended budget for the 2023-2024 fiscal year.
Second.
Second by Emily. Any discussion?
Yeah. how was it amended? I think daily the dollars.
My question too.
But this wasn't on the working agenda.
No, but it was emailed to everyone over the weekend.
Yeah. She sent an email. This is something that's just more. It's done at the end of every fiscal year.
Just true enough.
Yes.
Correct.
Okay. Yes, that's how we So if we spent too much at this session, she would, but not enough in another. She just makes it all balanced so that the auditors.
It's just that way the auditors don't come after.
So it's no increase in budget or even reduction in budget. No. It's just reallocation.
In fact, we came in a good bit under budget in a lot of areas, which is really, really good. I mean, somebody did a good job estimating the 22-23.
Thank you.
Budget.
Any further discussion? I'll call for a vote for the approval of the motion. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Let the record show it passed unanimously. I would like to put number 7 on hold and skip over to number 8 and then back to number 7. Number 8 is the consideration of approval over the Ardito invoice for Russell Road wheel valve replacement.
Make a motion to
consider. How much?
Make a motion to consider the approval of Ardito invoice for the Russell Road wheel valve replacement.
Do I have a second? I have a second by Emily.
Now I ask, now Carol's question.
Now Carol.
How much, Carol?
Yeah. Yeah. It's open for discussion.
It's not
how much?
Yes, it is.
Is it last one we
see? The last
number 8
it wasn't a working session.
Yes.
This is regular meeting, Monday, January 22nd.
I remember 8.
What?
I don't have number 8. Okay.
Agenda.
Okay.
You printed out an old agenda.
Premature. Anyway, let's open this up to conversation. Carol, you had a question?
I got it.
How much? The amount?
$4,981.96.
And how about if we ask Logan
just 1980.96?
4981.96.
4981. Thank you. I thought 1,000 sounded low.
At this time, I'd like to ask Logan to help clarify so that everyone has full digestion of what this is.
Sorry, because I was making a stretch.
So this is for Russell Road, what started at 115 Russell Road that everybody knows is the Mayfield Estate. It started with just an issue there, a wheel valve. Bill, please tell everybody what a wheel valve is because I have no idea.
It's a certain type of shutoff or something? It's an inner working valve of the water system.
Either way, it's something that we really don't like because it's really not reliable. So what started as just 115, he then dug up all 3 meters, because if you're familiar, there's 3 meters behind that big fancy mailbox. They all ended up having an issue. So this fix ended up being larger than what he thought it was going to be because all 3 meters had issues that needed to be fixed. So that is why it's 4,000, but it had to be fixed. It was our responsibility to fix it because it was our inner workings of our meters, not the customers.
Were they the new meters or the?
It had nothing to do, sorry. It had nothing to do with the meters itself. It had everything to do with the actual piping, the plumbing. So the meters are fine, it's the shut off and like the piping, the plumbing of the meters.
To the meters.
To the meters.
And these 3 residents we're talking about are not Mount Park residents, even though we sell them water.
Yes, so it's just like on outside the city, it's our water line, so we're responsible for fixing it as much as it pains us to say, even though they're Roswell residents, they're on our water line, so we're responsible for fixing our water line issues.
Gotcha. May be a conversation when we discuss water rates. We may have want to consider split water rates for Mount Park residents and non-Mount Park residents. That's a good idea.
Yes.
Any more conversation? I'd like to take
yes.
Go ahead, Carol.
Does Ardito guarantee this work at all? I mean, these are really mechanical repairs. A guarantee? Do they say it's going to last 12 months, 55 months? I don't know.
So what he's doing?
Did they say anything about that?
He's updating to the latest. I don't want to say technology because it's not technology, but the latest mechanics. It's the same as when he replaces curb stops, which is the actual shutoff valve. that we have curb stops from the 80s, and as we've come across them, they are near impossible to do anything, which means if your line breaks, you can't turn off your water at the street. So it's the same type of thing as he's replacing these. These are the latest mechanics that now work better, are guaranteed. Obviously, if something goes wrong within, you know, we can always call up Ardito, and and that's one of the bonuses of working with him, because he's done all of our city stuff for so long. He just pulls old invoices and old notes that either he did or his dad did or his family did, and comes back and will fix there.
Yeah. Do we have a specific merit amount of times this guaranteed parts and labor for 1 year, 6 months?
I've never asked, to be completely honest. He's just always come in and fix whatever's broken that they fixed before.
It behooves us to do that just so that we can answer those questions. I do know that if there's something wrong, that they will come back to fix that.
Yes.
Again, is that a 1 year out or is that a 5 year out? Who knows? So
yes.
That's a good point, Carol.
And there's kind of a code. Make sure he's meeting the code for whatever work it is.
Okay.
Sorry.
No, that's good. Any more conversation? Like to take a vote on the motion. All in favor, aye, and raise your hands. Opposed?
Aye.
Aye, Carol. Let the record show that the motion passes unanimously. And then the item that I switched around was the consideration of appointing Mayor Pro Tem. I would like to have the respectfully requested council appoint Wanda Taylor as the Mayor Pro Tem for the next 2 years. I'd like to have someone make the motion. Emily would make that motion. Thank you. A second.
I make a motion to appoint Wanda Taylor as Mayor Pro Tem for the City Council.
Do I have a second? Second.
You can second it if you want to, Mark.
I don't want to be associated with this.
I have a second discussion. Like to vote? Those in favor of the motion, aye, and raise of hands.
And I can't vote, right?
Correct. Carol, do you have your a yes or a no vote?
Nay.
Nay? Okay. Those opposed, Carol, so let the record show the motion passes 3-1.
She has to recuse.
And I abstain.
Oh, that's right.
Recuse. Yeah.
Yes.
Abstain. Yeah.
With one recuse. Okay. Alrighty. Everyone, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We have no executive session, so I'd like to have someone make a motion to adjourn.
A motion to adjourn?
Do I have a second?
I have a second. Bingo was great. Y'all come to Valentine. I'm not a spokesman for the City Club officially, but bingo was fantastic.
Yes, it was.
And we do have the Valentine's sock off coming up, so it will be posted for everyone to see.
Thank you for taking the time to say that, because that's important, that these community events. So thank you so much, and I apologize for overlooking that when I mentioned it. It was a wonderful success and a fun evening.
Quick question, I hope. For the 112 variance, it's not going to happen. What does he have to do with that?
That's another discussion.
Can we restate?
Yes, do we have a motion to adjourn?
Make a motion to adjourn?
Second. Robin, any discussion? All those in favor, show of hands. Carol?
Aye.
Aye. Let the record show it passed unanimously.
You gotta use that thing, man. What do you think it's there for?